Good morning. Today is Thursday, January the 30th. Joining us this morning, CHP, our buddy, Paul Kraft.
Good morning.
Ooh.
Thank you for describing me in such glowing terms.
Well, you don't show up with a uniform and you're our buddy.
Show up
more serious.
You know, I had a dress-down meeting last night that just carried over into the same thing this morning on the way into work. God, don't make me explain myself.
I didn't. You did.
I'll be in uniform by the time I get to the office.
You're not one of those guys that dresses on the way driving, are you?
Well, no.
Oh, okay.
Just undress on the drive. It's hard to get the clothes back on while you're driving.
Yeah. Well, no.
Cover your ears.
Yeah. Oh. Why do we say that this morning? Are you ready?
Yeah, are you ready?
Many a slip. Why do we say that there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip?
It sounds like it has something to do with pouring out your beverage and then sliding down the stone steps of a Egyptian temple.
Okay, well, you got at least in the Mediterranean.
Okay.
So that's about 10%
kind of all over the place there.
The expression is an allusion to the legend of the slave of Ancios, the helmsman of the Argo, who told his master that he would never taste the wine which came from his own vineyard. He was right. Just as the slave was ready to lift the cup to his lip, he heard that a wild boar was wreaking havoc in his vineyard. He rushed out to get the boar, and the boar killed him. Yeah, a little Greek mythology in the morning, huh?
That one is different than the others. It seems to have a very specific incident that happened that has created
I'll
a
give
whole
you a, what should long... be a cream puff. That's not a hanging curveball. That's a cream puff.
Okay.
Where did Mardi Gras get the name?
Did we do this one?
No. It's right there. It's the next one. And this is for double credit, so you can undo what you didn't do in the last one.
Well, maybe we're having this conversation at the office because growing up in Louisiana, I never really thought about Mardi Gras or an origin of a term, what it even means. And I forget what we determined.
The term is French.
Great.
Literally means great Fat Wednesday. Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Got its name from the French custom of parading a fat ox as part of the celebration of the day.
I'm embarrassed to even say I'm from Louisiana.
Yeah, at this point, well-placed embarrassment.
Fine.
Yeah. Gonna go with that one, huh?
Can't let my mom listen to this one.
Yeah, but now you know that it means fat ox, right?
Fat ox.
That's where the custom came. That's where the custom came from, and then it means Fat Tuesday.
Which will be here soon.
Indeed. At least you know your calendar.
Had recent discussions at the office about a crawfish boil somewhere around the end of February.
Oh, nothing with beads.
No, there's beads. All right. It's tradition.
Oh, yeah, the colors are kind of cool. You know, the traditional colors of France and the Catholic Church coming together.
I'll bring you some and toss them across the studio to you.
Oh, good. And I'll probably miss them and they'll crash and break all over the floor.
Just keep your clothes on.
Don't worry about that one, man. Don't worry about that. Oh, gee.
So we got off track quick this morning.
New rules? New laws?
New laws.
Don't worry about?
I've done a couple of presentations with some groups to talk about new law changes, but really this year was pretty minimal as far as any changes for things that will affect drivers. Probably the biggest ones. The biggest change that's coming actually won't take effect till next summer, July 1st, and that's the change in the points for a cell phone violation when driving. So currently, if you get a ticket for using your cell phone, it's a fine. The change with that will be it'll become a moving violation. You get a point on your driving record, much as you would with speeding, running a stop sign, things of that nature. So
kind
you start
amping
to
it up
points.
A little bit.
Absolutely. The penalty is enhanced. The fines will go up with subsequent offenses. Point value goes up with subsequent. It hopefully will continue to deter that type of driving behavior.
Have any of the educational efforts made any change? Have limited the amount? Is it working? I always contend it's pocketbook. You want to change behavior? Pocketbook.
that
behavior
is
then changes.
Definitely part
just
of
a
it.
Black and white, simple, easy. You know, and the reinforcement, perhaps, or the reminders, perhaps, but that big chunk of behavioral change.
So, yes, both education and the financial part of that, I think, are the two biggest factors that are going to change that behavior. Like any other violation or, you know, crime in general, fining only can go so far. There's that gray area where you could reach a certain point in a fine where it's just so much that it just becomes a burden on the person, where it gets the, you know, it could be detrimental to them in other ways, and where it's not effective in really changing that behavior or correcting that behavior. For us, for me in particular, I'm focusing a lot of my energy on the education with the young drivers. So the teen driving programs that we do, that is a big portion of what we talk about, because they have a limited amount of time in there. It's talking about DUI and talking about distracted driving. Those are the two biggest things that hurt, injure, kill
not speeding?
Teen drivers, young drivers. Well, speed becomes a factor in those things. But speed has always been there and will always be. But you could be driving 5 miles an hour if you're distracted on your phone and pull into an intersection and get T-boned by a semi. You know, the speed in that fact wouldn't be a big factor. So, you know, will I see the effects of it? I don't think I will, because I won't know if I stop somebody from doing something.
You're trying to prove the negative.
Right. We had a meeting last night regarding an upcoming Every 15 Minutes program going on this year. That was part of my speech to the parents and the students that were in this meeting was that, you know, we're trying to make an impact in the community in reducing impaired driving, drinking and driving. But will we truly see that we stopped one death from happening? No, because we're not going to know that it didn't happen. But that's what we keep in the back of our mind. That's why we're doing it. It'd be great to be able to see the future, rewind it, see that change. Just not
possible
yet, but technology could change that.
You'd know who'd win the Sunday's ball game then.
Might change my betting behavior. I mean, I don't bet, but it could change certain behaviors when it comes to monetary.
You are so easy to set up and bring down. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Paul Kraft, Natalie, a retired CHP officer from Louisiana.
Yeah. Thank you.
He knows it all. At least that's what he told me during the break. I just happened to hit the two weak spots in his entire knowledge. It's interesting, Paul, when we talk about young drivers now, back probably in the period between you and I, it was inexperience and speed. Those were going to be the two things. Okay. So they outlawed having friends and you know, non-parents or people under 25 in the car at the same time. And seemed to have worked. But now it's kind of gotten away from those premises into these other areas. Is it that that inexperience and speed are less impact causing aspects to crashes with youngs, or have the others just become so prevalent that it's overtaken and same amount speeding, same amount this inexperience, but this other stuff is so much more that has to be what you go after?
That, yes, that is mostly it. However, that's not to say those other things. So when we do the Start Smart program, the very first thing we start talking about is for young drivers, the lack of experience is the biggest thing that gets them. So they're at the highest risk for being involved, 16 to 19, highest risk of being involved in a collision, being injured in a collision. The inexperience is the biggest factor. And I always start out by saying what's the only way to get experience is by going out and doing it. So that we can't instantly fix that or correct that or make that a non-issue.
It's not a video game, so to speak.
Although VR goggles may be able to change that stuff. But, you know, the reality is that that's always going to be there, and that's the foundation of where we start. And then what are the biggest factors on top of that? So with that inexperience, when they start taking these risks, such as drinking and driving, smoking marijuana, taking marijuana, and ingesting any type of drug into your system, alcohol into your system. I even talk about sleep deprivation. So you're up for 24 hours. An example I give is a student. They're up in the morning at 5 a.m., start getting ready for school because they have a zero period at class. Now it's a Friday, and there's a football game that night. They go to that. They go to a friend's house afterward. They're up till 3 or 4 in the morning goofing off and doing whatever, and they're not drinking. They're not smoking, taking drugs, doing anything that's impairing their system other than being up all day. Now it's 5 o'clock in the morning, try to drive back home. They've been up for 24 hours. Their body is going to experience similar behaviors and to being a 0.08, which would be impaired, which would be arrestable. And every person is different in how their body reacts. And it's not to say that a person that's up for 24 hours is going to, you know, crash and have a impaired collision.
But there is an equivalency to the alcohol consumption.
Absolutely. If I were to do field sobriety tests on someone that's been up for 24 hours, there is a likelihood that we'll see behavior and inability to balance, cognitive abilities go away and are diminished. Those things are the most important things that we need when we're driving, being able to see something, observe it, comprehend it, act on it. When that slows down, that's where, you know, impairment affects a driver's ability. So that lack of sleep causes impairment also. So those are all things that we have to address when we're talking to young drivers, because they don't know. As we get older, you and I now have maybe even had our own experiences with being drowsy and drifting off the road and luckily not crashing into a tree. Yes, I know. Yeah. I have. I've done cross-country road trips, and I have 100% had that happen, had to stop and walk around for a while, take a nap. A young driver may not recognize those things and act on it. So we have to address that. But then when we become, you combine being impaired and then making poor decisions, and maybe a young driver or a young person that maybe doesn't make the best decisions anyway, to pick up that phone, grab your phone out of the, you know, center console and start texting, talking, it just amplifies everything from there. So that inexperience is the base foundation that we start with.
Now, in the old days, you weren't able to wear headphones or earphones or that kind of stuff. Is that still
true? That's still on the book, still law. You know, you'll see a lot of people, especially with the wireless headphones and the earbuds, and a lot of people still wearing them. But the law says you can only have one ear covered or have one earphone in. You need to have one ear free to be able to hear
the emergency
traffic
stuff.
Emergency sight lights, or not hear lights, but or some people can hear lights, but that's a whole nother medical condition.
Here you go again. I almost made it through a whole segment without you.
Got to be able to taste sounds. And
not that impairment has set in already this morning.
Man, I don't know. I'm just feeling it this morning.
Yeah. Something's going on this morning, indeed.
2 cups of coffee.
Yeah. So this all goes in July 1st.
So that would be July 1st of 2021. So it was passed, passed.
A year away.
Right. So there's a little, leniency period. So that won't take effect until next year.
So will the local law enforcement folks be pulling people over and saying, you would have received, this will be illegal, this is going to, I mean.
It's not really changing the illegality of it at all. It's
defining, though.
It's going to be the point impact. The point added on to your driving record. You get too many points, you lose your license.
kind of like golf. It's 8:30.
Locally owned businesses help our community maintain a distinct personality and to help increase tourism because we don't look like every other place. Small businesses also provide the ability to try on and try out items before you buy and get real expertise, saving you both time and money. When you shop, shop local.
Our award-winning camping department has the gear you need no matter what kind of camping you do. Come in and experience the many benefits.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with CHP Public Information Officer Paul Kraft. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Paul, as you look at some of these programs that are geared for the new driver, young driver, the wannabe driver, soon-to-be driver, what about for the olders? Yeah, it would be interesting, and I don't know. It's not like we're all going to class at the age of 50 or 60 or, you know, pick a date. But it would seem like with some of the new rule changes that are going on, some of the habits that perhaps we get into, some of the things that we are unfamiliar with, that it would be logical to do some kind of a refresher, at least an optional refresher.
Yes.
Or maybe if you move from one state, like a state that hasn't won a Super Bowl in a long time to one that has, there might be some different changes in rules of the road.
Wow.
To bring them up to speed. Is there anything out there for weans?
You know what? This is amazing. So of all the conversations you and I have had, oftentimes I find myself sitting here trying to follow along and think very hard about how I have to respond to something because I'm trying to, you're such a higher level of intelligence than I am. It's hard to keep up sometimes. Today you are throwing me some softball, underhand softball pitches.
I'm
that
tired,
I'm like,
man.
This is, as luck would have it, or irony, however you want to look at it, I have been working on a flyer to put out because I have a class scheduled in March, which I'm going to be advertising very soon through our Facebook and other ways as well, is an Age Well Drive Smart program, which is geared towards older drivers, typically 50 and over. Not that 50 is old, just older, and is not
already
only,
had that discussion with somebody in the office, huh?
Well, it's, this aspect of it actually helps put that in a little perspective too. Is, you know, someone that maybe is 50 years old could have a parent still around in their 70s, 80s. That is a much older driver, and the class talks about a lot of what you just brought up is changes in law and driving behaviors and things of that nature, but also about getting older as a driver, talking to family member about when it's time to start driving, what are the options for transportation in our area here. We bring in a senior volunteer that's out of the Reading area office, so our Northern Division sends them over, and they are find it easier to relate to the older drivers anyway because they're in the same age bracket driving situation that they're in, and they help us coordinate this class and teach a two-hour class that we do, provide a certificate to the participants in the class that they can then also give to their insurance company. Some do offer discounts on insurance for an older driver that has taken this class. So
this isn't like a T-ball participation ribbon, is it?
No. There's a workbook that goes along with it, although you don't have to take a test. It is a very good class. I've only done one so far that I've been a part of, and it was – we had a packed class. We had a smaller room, but there were a good 20 people in there. This one is going to be at Azalea Hall in McKinleyville. The Senior Resource Center there is helping put this on. And once we get it finalized and I get a flyer and everything done, we'll be posting it, putting it around to some local agencies.
We might even have a PSA if you remember to do your job.
I would love to come in and do one. I appreciate the offer. I know I don't always take you up on it. I feel guilty about taking up some of your time.
I figure if I do it on air, then it's memorialized, and perhaps your mom might hear it and ask when she can hear the commercial.
I download the podcast version and send it to her, and then she sits there on her phone like, how do I make this thing play? This is not, what am I doing?
Well, that's better than what my mom used to say. How do I make this stop?
Mom, if you're listening, I love you, and you'll figure it out.
Three segments, three deep potholes so far.
Gosh, I know. How many times have I had to apologize
so
far?
You are rolling, dude.
Thanks, Brian. Good start to the new year. 2020 is looking outstanding.
Good start to the day. If somebody wants a special class or some of those types of things that are a little bit more narrowly focused than the broad strokes, is that something that you're available to help out folks with?
In some cases,
driving
in
snow or driving on ice, or I mean something that's pretty straightforward, simple, but they want to know a little bit more information. Or let's say if I get into I'm on ice and I start to spin, how do we practice that? How do I get familiar with that? How do I get comfortable and safe in that situation? So if I'm coming around the corner on an inside turn, there's black ice and the car starts to go, I'm prepared.
We have tips on that and information on, you know, how to react in certain driving conditions and what you should do. We don't provide like hands-on training and anything like that, but and that wouldn't be a full class worth of material to
preach to someone. A half hour discussion.
Yeah, and we do get calls, and I do provide training for primarily the UPS, FedEx, Postal Service, ones that they're
the
professional
guys.
Drivers.
Yeah.
Yes, they call us in. Caltrans, we do training with them, and most of their people that drive as part of the job for Caltrans, we have special training, and typically yearly for them on, reminders about new laws and driving behavior, staying off the phone and all that, but also about tips on driving in inclement weather and our local area. There have been other local businesses that have reached out also, and I can't think of anyone off the top of my head, but if anyone was looking for something like that and has drivers,
Willow Creek, they deal with snow and ice on a regular basis, and I suppose there's a number of spin outs and those types of things that happen routinely each year,
right?
As maybe a community program offering or something along those lines. It's specific to a neighborhood or to a user group.
Yeah, and we do try to routinely put out press releases and informational tips when weather starts to change, beginning of our rainy season, the beginning of winter, and all that. We try to preemptively strike on those things.
There'd be more of those PSA things that we should be hearing, right?
All right, we're going to get together and do some.
You and Winston, not me.
We're going to get together.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Are you a business owner looking for financial or technical assistance? An entrepreneur looking to start a new business? The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and the Small Business Development Center want to help. With business loans, classes, and one-on-one consulting, our goal is your success. We've been helping Humboldt County businesses for over 30 years. Visit us at 520 E Street, Eureka, the Prosperity Center, or find us on the web. The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission and Small Business Development Center. We're here for you.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to find out how deep Paul can step in at this segment. That would be Paul Kraft.
I'm just going to look at you and nod for the listeners.
If folks do want to come up to speed, so to speak, and know the
nice.
know the law, and kind of do a refresher. The DMV website sometimes is simple, sometimes very complicated. Where would you suggest people go to kind of get an idea of either some of the changes or what they should be looking at as points for review?
The CHP website also has some links to it'll have links to like news articles related to CHP, which could lead into some information about kind of some of the stuff we talked about, but primarily the DMV website, when it comes to safe driving, has a lot of that stuff on there. And to be honest, I haven't been on their website in a while, and I know that they've been making some changes with their structure and how they operate, and some of that may involve the website as well. The most I've done recently is just pay the registration on my vehicles on there, but it's worth looking into that. Our CHP website having links as well, but I mean, just using Google as well, you know, don't trust all the information you get on the internet by any means, but verify it. And if there's something you're confused about or someone wants to know about and can't find, call us and we'll help.
What's the most common two or three things you guys run into? Is it speed and impaired driving? Are those
run into on patrol or run into questions from public?
Professionally, what do you experience? You know, if you could eliminate one or two things that would make traveling on the roadways safer.
Yeah, speed is always has been, and I'm sure always will be the biggest factor. Just, you know, patience getting where you're going. That tends to be the biggest thing that we see out there. The other is distracted driving right now. Between distracted driving, impaired driving, and speed, you know, the biggest things that we deal with, because they all end up leading to injury and death ultimately in the end, if it's a serious enough collision.
The situation that was out at Indianola cutoff, was that the first fatal in 3 or 4 years?
So I don't have all my notes in front of me because we've been looking into it and fielded calls from different media outlets. Looking back, so the last 10 years, I believe we came up with 4 fatals total. That's the only one in that 10 years at Indianola cutoff. And one of those 4 was also a hit and run with a pedestrian right at Eureka Slough that we handled as a investigation for Eureka Police Department. So maybe technically it's not on our books as a fatal. And wasn't.
It seems like it'd been a long time.
Yes, there's some misconception on how much it's happened, but
after things settle, we can talk about it next month then.
Yes.
Yes, or we'll Fat Tuesday. Thanks for coming by.
Fat Tuesday.
See everybody tomorrow.